Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Siobhan, thank you very much. Now, the World Health Organization has branded electronic cigarettes harmful and are calling for their use to be better regulated to protect teenagers and children. The global health body wants measures to prevent non-smokers from starting to use vapes, saying such products are often marketed to young people using an array of different flavours which can hook children on nicotine. Well, for more on this, we're joined now by Professor Des Cox, who's a paediatric respiratory consultant and also the chair of the RCPI Policy Group on Tobacco. And we're also joined by Declan Connolly, Director of the Irish Vape Vendors, an association that represents independent retailers of vaping products in Ireland. And thank you both very much for joining us this afternoon. Des, we might start with yourself. And can you talk us through exactly what the WHO recommended in relation to vaping?
Yeah, thanks, Sarah. This is a very comprehensive document which they've updated their position on a number of issues, but mainly including e-cigarettes. And basically, the concerns that they've raised are concerns that we have raised before, and the evidence which has been published by the HRB last year that e-cigarettes are harmful, that teenagers who vape are more likely to start smoking, and that they're not any more effective than the proven methods which are currently recommended for quitting tobacco. And I suppose what they're asking for is increased regulation on e-cigarettes, and certainly we would concur with a lot of their findings.
And what regulations are in place at the moment? Can anybody buy a vaping device?
So currently there are very few regulations in Ireland in regards to who can buy it. The legislation to prohibit the sale of e-cigarettes to minors has not been passed into law yet. And also there is no regulation on the advertising, marketing or sponsorship of by e-cigarette companies, which we would recommend that should be in line with tobacco products, and also there's no regulations on flavourings either.
Okay. Declan, what do you make of what the WHO has called for here?
Good evening, Sarah. Sarah, although it didn't come as any major surprise, I have to say, as a director of the Irish Vape Vendors Association, we are again very, very disappointed with the with the report and the recommendations that the World Health Organization have made. They seem to continually equate smoking with vaping, but they seem to ignore the fact that vaping is immeasurably, or at least by Public Health England, at least 95% safer than smoking. And even today, Professor John Britton from Nottingham says that that the WHO doesn't understand the difference between smoking, which kills millions of people every year, and nicotine addiction, which doesn't. You know, so World Health Organization, there's part of their raising that is to promote harm reduction, but when it comes to vaping, that's something that they've totally ignored.
Which of the recommendations are you disappointed with today, Declan? I mean, for example, this idea that under children, basically under 18s, should not be able to buy e-cigarettes.
And Sarah, I have absolutely no issue with that whatsoever. And in fact, when we set up our association initially back in 2014, one of the first things we wrote into our code of conduct is that our members would not sell to under 18s.
Okay.
And that's something that all our shop owners do. We've been calling on this government and previous government, government before that, to implement this legislation, but it's still not in place. But you will find that any reptile vape shop that will not sell these products to children. Vaping and e-cigarettes, they are designed for and should only be used by adult smokers looking to quit or looking to switch.
But even on that basis, if you take an adult of 18, 19, you know, even 30 who perhaps has never smoked before, do you accept the evidence that does suggest that e-cigarettes can bring can bring users towards cigarettes?
No, I completely reject that, Sarah. And in fact, if you read the Healthy Ireland report Now, there has been one done recently due to COVID and all that, but the last one that was published back in 2019, smoking rate in Ireland has fallen from 23% back in 2015 to just 17% in 2019, and that's at the same time as the prevalence of vaping has increased from 3 to 5%. And you will also, and another very interesting figure from that Healthy Ireland report is that it shows that just less than 1% of people who use e-cigarettes are never smokers. You know, which shows that 99% of people who use e-cigarettes are actually current or ex-smokers.
Okay, well, let me go to Des on that then. Des, it appears that you're a diddum with Declan. The two of you agree on the issue of children, that it should, these products shouldn't be sold to children. So is it really that big a deal then for adults?
Well, I wouldn't have any major issues with the vaping shops themselves. That they're just as you say, most of them are, I'm sure, are not selling to children. My issue really is with the actual companies and the manufacturers, because they're marketing these devices to younger people by promoting flavouring and advertising. So there has been a 50% rise in the teenage use of e-cigarettes since 2015. So I know the Healthy Ireland is only one element of this, but certainly there is evidence that teenagers are using this more.
Okay. I might just go back to Declan on that. Declan, where are they getting them if you say your members aren't selling them?
Sarah, and again, we don't condone this for a second, but where do teenagers get alcohol? Where do they get cigarettes? You know, where there's a will, there's a way. You know, but certainly, we have written to the Department of Health on many occasions. You know, we don't want to sell our product to those underage. You know,
on the issue then, Declan, of flavouring, would you accept that maybe that would make it more attractive to children, the idea of flavouring and bright colour boxes and all of that?
I think you've mentioned two things there, Sarah, and I think they actually need to be separated.
Okay.
And that is the flavouring and the packaging. We would reject calls to ban individual flavours, because many people, when they start vaping, some of them will start on the tobacco flavour, but you'll find that many, in fact most users, will actually move on to fruity or minty flavours or kind of a sweet flavours subsequently, because after a while they actually don't like the taste of tobacco anymore, and they want to move as far away from tobacco as they can. I do accept that the marketing and the packaging of the products does could do with better regulation, and there's certainly in our minds, there's no place for cartoon characters or similar on vaping devices or liquids or anything like that.
Okay, Des, back to you on that.
Yeah, so certainly in order to protect children, and this is really a child protection issue, I would have thought that we should be regulating e-cigarettes more, so that we don't create a situation where they are getting access to e-cigarettes on a regular basis. So by increasing regulation on advertising and marketing, I would agree with the WHO's position on a ban of flavouring, and as you say, we both agree on the prohibition of the sale of e-cigarettes to minors. But in regards to...
Can I interrupt you there for a second? Why a ban on flavouring if, as Declan says, a lot of adults who are using e-cigarettes, they might start off with the tobacco-flavoured one, but they'll often move on to the different flavours. Are they not entitled to that choice?
Yeah, no, it's certainly an argument, but there's no evidence to suggest that flavouring actually keeps people from going back on tobacco. That's anecdotal evidence. But certainly our position would be that if smokers want to switch on to e-cigarettes, that they could use tobacco-flavoured e-cigarettes, and that would protect young people from taking up this device. As I mentioned, teenagers who vape are 3 to 5 times more likely to start smoking. That's published in a number of different settings. And as for the 95% less harmful, that statistic has also been quashed. That's just not true anymore. So look, there's a number of
Can you just talk me through that 95% less harmful? What does that relate to again?
So Public Health England published a document a number of years ago to say that e-cigarettes were 95% less harmful than tobacco products. That was on the basis of an expert review group. There was no scientific basis for that statistic. So that has no scientific basis whatsoever.
Okay, so do we know how harmful vaping products are then? We don't know. So is there a possibility that they're not harmful?
So I'm not disagreeing with the other contributor in regards to that they are less harmful than tobacco products. But to what degree they are harmful, we still don't know. We do not know the long-term effects of them. So what we would be advocating is that people who want to quit smoking in the morning, speak to their GP or go to the quit.ie helpline, and they use one of the proven methods out there that are well validated and safe.
But has there been any evidence, Des, linking e-cigarettes to harm, to physical harm? I know you said we don't know yet, but they've been around for a while now, haven't they? Long enough to make that decision, you're saying?
Well, there is actually some experimental evidence showing that it does have some effects on the cardiovascular system. And but absolutely, it doesn't have, I do agree with your contributor, it doesn't have the same extreme damaging effects of tobacco products, but they are not harmful, and that's what the WHO is saying in their report.
Okay.
And as I said, the HRB report last year concluded the same. So there are a number of large systematic reviews which are coming to the same conclusions about
these.
Right.
I'll just give a very brief final word to yourself, Declan, on that. Do you accept that the products you're selling are harmful?
Well, I would say we will never say that vaping is good for you. You know, but again today, and reacting to the WHO report, you know, Ash UK, you know, a very credible body. You know, they say that the best thing that a smoker can do is to stop smoking, and vaping is one of the most effective quit aids available. So 6,000 people a year die from a smoking related illness in Ireland. I think that the WHO and also the medical profession, HSC, quit team, and all that in Ireland should do everything in their power to give smokers a choice, be that using NRT, be it using vaping or whatever, but don't make the switch to vaping more difficult, otherwise more lives will be lost.
Alright, no doubt Des might agree with you on that, but we've no more time for debate. That's Declan Connolly and Des Cox. Thank you both very much for joining us.